I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. The song we come on with each week, It's a Good Life Living for the Lord, is a happy song. And not too many people today can sing a happy song. There seems to be the song seems to be lost today. And we want to look in 2 Chronicles chapter 29. And as you read that section of Scripture, we understand that there was a man by the name of Hezekiah. And it says in verse 1, he began to reign when he was 25 years old. And then in the next verse, in chapter 29 of 2 Chronicles, it says, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Now this man started to reign in Israel, and he took over, we might say, from a man by the name of Ahaz. Ahaz was a wicked person, and during his reign he had desecrated the house of God. He had turned the house of God into something that was not for God, but was for the pagans of that day. And we see Hezekiah then coming on the scene, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And I want to speak to you for the next few minutes about the lost song. In chapter 29 of 2 Chronicles, and verse 27, it says, and Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpets. Now the lost song. We've lost the song, it seems, in our world today. And especially, I think, of our country, the United States of America. And if this song is going to be restored, there must be some things done in order to restore that. The song of the Lord is happiness and delight, and not very many people are able to sing that song today. First, there must be a confession of the things which we know to be wrong. In 2 Chronicles 29, verses 6 and 7, it says this, for our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, and turn their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto the God of Israel. First, there must be a confession of things which we know to be wrong, if the song is to be restored in our land and in this world. There are many children today suffering because of the sins of their parents. Now we look back on our ancestors of this country and we see how that they came to this country and they brought a new life. Their life, they lived, they worked, they bled, and they died for our freedom. And we are people who are taking advantage of that today. We have our freedom, but there are those today who are seemingly taking that freedom from us. And we seem to be stepping back from our responsibilities as the people of God. We need to take back what is rightfully ours that our ancestors bled and died for. And there are many children who are going to be suffering as a result. If we do not step forward as the people of God and take a stand for the Lord in this country. Now I want you to know something else. If mom and dad have been wrong or are still wrong, they must confess it and turn from it. What do I mean? I mean this, that in order for our land to get back to where it is supposed to be, there needs to be godly parents in this world, in this country. Godly parents who stand up for Jesus, who stand up for God, who stand up for the things that are right. We lead by example. If we are not leading the example that God has set forth for us in His Word, then our children will go astray. Now God has said that He wants everyone to be saved through His Son, Jesus Christ. He does not force anyone to receive Jesus as Savior. But we as parents, we as the people who are living in this day and time, if we proclaim the name of Christ, then those people who are looking at us, our children in particular, our descendants, as they look to us through our example, then they will see Jesus in our life, and therefore they will possibly receive Christ as their Savior. Remember, the Lord does not force anyone to be saved. He simply offers what He has already done on the cross of Calvary. He bled, He died, He gave His life, and He is alive today that we could have life and share that life with other people. Well, for the lost song to be restored, there must first be confession of the things which we know to be wrong. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That not only means for each individual, that means for this country, for the people collectively of this country. This country needs to be turned back to the Lord. There also must be a cleansing of the people of God in particular, and the house of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 4 and 5, it says, "And He brought in the priests and the Levites, and gathered them together into the east street, and said unto them, Hear me, ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness of the holy place." Now, as preachers, we often have, might I say, the inclination of pointing our fingers at the people of God instead of pointing our fingers to ourselves. The preachers of God today need to get things right with God. They need to take a stand for God. They need to quit being the people who take a back seat to this world, to the devil, to the things that the devil supports, to the things that he advocates. We need to see preachers who are not mealy-mouthed, those preachers who are not thumb-sucking, panty-wasted people compromising the Word of God. And notice what the Bible says there in our chapter. He brought in the priests and the Levites, and He told them in verse 5, sanctify yourselves. The preachers of God today, quote unquote, of God, need to get things right with Him and be leaders instead of followers of the things of the devil today. There must be a cleansing of the priests, the preachers of today. There must be a cleansing of the people. Church membership does not mean any more to some people today than being a member of some social club. Some churches aren't much different than social clubs. We need to build bigger, they say. Well, let me say that big does not constitute religious or, shall we say, the things of God. Big does not mean success in the sight of God. Small does not mean success in the sight of God. What means success in the sight of God is living for God, is promoting the things of God, is letting people know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. We need to quit worrying about having a social club in our churches today and start proclaiming and preaching Jesus Christ. There must also be sacrifice to the cause of Christ. Chapter 29, verse 21 says, "And they brought 7 bullocks and 7 rams and 7 lambs and 7 he-goats for a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah. And He commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord." Verse 31 and 32. "Then Hezekiah answered and said, Now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings unto the house of the Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart, burnt offerings." Verse 32. "And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation brought was 80 bullocks and 100 rams and 200 lambs. All of these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. There must be sacrifices. Now this sacrifice was made because of the sins of the people. This indicates that when people get serious with God, there will be a straightening out of those things that we see regardless of the cost. We need to count the cost today and see what has happened in our land, in our country, of people who are not turning to God, but who are turning away from God, who have turned away from God, and what a sad situation we are in today when we see the things going on, abortion, young innocents being slaughtered by the millions today. People not standing up against that. Clergy not standing up against that. Preachers, the lay people, people who name the name of Christ, not standing up and taking a stand against murder. We need to sacrifice to the cause of Christ. There are people today who are giving their lives for the cause of Christ. You may not be aware of that. That may not be in your mind today. But there are people today around the world, China, Pakistan, places that we have never heard of, who are giving their lives for the cause of Christ, who have been preaching Jesus saves, and they are slaughtered and butchered for the cause of Christ. They're willing to sacrifice even to their lives, by their lives. God does not require your life, but you need to be willing and able to say, "Here am I, Lord. I'm willing to do what you would have me to do, even to the laying down of my life." And I believe with all of my heart that when we get serious enough with God, and we mean these things in our hearts, that God will turn this nation around. We can see revival in our land if we are willing to sacrifice to the cause of Christ. And then we see there must be cooperation in the instruction of God's leaders. We need to listen. We need to listen to those leaders who are preaching the Word of God. We need to follow their instructions. Turn from our wicked ways and turn to God's ways and live for Him. We need to see the song returned today. The lost song of God needs to be returned to this country we call our home, the United States. Thank you for joining me today, and let me invite you to tune in to our website, lrwm.org, lrwm.org. On the website, you can leave us prayer requests. You can download transcripts of this program. You can also download programs of the past, and you can see and hear messages on that website preached by godly men who know Jesus as Savior.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.